Now, fun fact for you, Sydney Harbour is actually one of the largest waterways of its type in the entire world. And of course, you know, without it, I think Sydney icons like the Opera House, the Harbour Bridge, without that backdrop, I'm not sure they'd be quite as gorgeous as they actually are. But how much do you know about Sydney Harbour and its history? Because I'm willing to admit, I know very, very little. Now, former ABC journalist Scott Bevan, when he stepped away from our TV screens last year, he actually jumped straight into a kayak and began exploring Sydney's waterways, collecting hidden stories, meeting, well, let's say a range of intriguing characters, from boat builders to fishermen, artists to divers, historians, and even environmentalists. The book is called Sydney Harbour, A City's Heart, A Country's Soul, and Scott is joining us right now. Scott, good morning.
Morning, Nick.
Now, you're a Sydney transplant like me. I think you're Newcastle. I am. A bit further away. When did the harbour start putting its lure on you, the attraction?
Oh, from the first time you see it, as it is for all of us. It, you know, you fall in love with it the minute you see it. It's so beautiful, so compellingly beautiful. But I did the same thing as you, where I had to admit, it is beautiful, it intrigues me, beguiles, seduces me every day, but gee, I don't know much about it. And because I journey across it each day to and from work on the train, to, going over the Harbour Bridge, looking down at it, looking to the right up Parramatta River, towards Parramatta River, to the left over the sails of the Opera House, over the headlands towards the sea. But it did occur to me one day around the same time as I decided to take a break from work and wanted to spend more time paddling. I thought, I hardly know this body of water. So those two were married together and I got paddling.
Now, you paddled, we're talking some distance here, from the Heads to Parramatta River, everywhere in between. Did that ever feel a bit dicey? Is that a bit like cycling on a Sydney road?
There's no road rage out there. In terms of distance, it's not that far to follow the shoreline, which is basically what I did. Followed the shoreline of Sydney Harbour. So that's just over 300 k's. And there are a few places where it feels just so remote, which is extraordinary in a city of our size. But there are other places, I guess the diciest bit, the bit where it may have felt a little bit like, you know, riding along Parramatta Road, was going from north end to south end. So in other words, across the entrance to the harbour, across the mouth. And that, with the great rollers coming in and then slowly losing their energy as they enter the harbour, the great swell of the sea out there. But the biggest worry to me was sharks, because just prior to paddling across the Heads, I'd met a couple of blokes who had been fishing, and they said, "Where are you headed?" And I said, "I'm following the shoreline around North Head and then across to the other side." And one of them said to me, "Gee, mate, don't think I'd be doing that, not in that thing," as he looked at my kayak. I said, "Why?" And he said, "Mate, I've seen sharks the size of small buses going in and out of there. I wouldn't be going in that." And I laughed and thought nothing more about it, Nick, until I was going across the Heads in this gentle swell, beautiful early morning, and suddenly I felt bump, and I thought, "What was that?" And immediately thought of the conversation, the joke, what I thought was a joke, of that fisherman back in North Harbour, and then paddled a bit gingerly further on and then bump again and thought, no, that's coming from underneath. And I thought something was nudging me. And then the next swell came and then I heard bump and then roll. And rolling towards me was my water bottle that had dislodged. So my terror of sharks was, in fact, a water bottle. So that's as dicey as it got, really, apart from getting out of the way of ferries.
That's some good news that it was just a water bottle. I'm glad about that.
Yeah. Now,
of course, we think of the harbour foreshore and you think of the giant mansions. We think about the development there. Mm. How much is still available of, like, the traditional owners? How much do we still see of their influence for so much before we ever arrived?
It's hard. It is very hard. There are places where, and this is the beauty of kayaking, where approaching from the water, you can nudge into little coves, little areas that you can get a sense of what you're talking about, what it must have been like before the British turned up. And there are places along the North Shore which was saved, ironically, by the defence of the nation and paranoia about what was going to come through the Heads. Therefore, those string of emplacements and forts along the North Shore back then led to their preservation to a degree. So you can get a sense of that there. But the place where I really get that sense of what you're talking about is right up the top of Middle Harbour in a bay called Bantry Bay, where you can paddle in among the mangroves and all sounds of the 21st century are gone. They're all but wiped out. And you can just sit there, and from certain angles, you can cut out any sign of us ever having been there. And you can really feel connected to nature. You can feel connected to what it must have been like before the British arrived. And it's just an extraordinary experience, all the more so when you think you're only, I don't know, 6-7 Ks as the crow flies from the centre of a city of almost 5 million people. And to have that experience so close, yet feeling so far from a huge city, is just extraordinary.
Well, Scott, the book is called The Harbour, A City's Heart, A Country's Soul. It's a beautiful book and your passion comes through in it. Thank you so much for chatting to Breakfast this morning.
Nick, thanks for having me.
An absolute pleasure. We're going to have links up to Scott's book on the 2SER.com website. Certainly it's not something I'd say no to if it was coming my way as a Christmas present.